I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has said the primary goal of the Vatican's February summit on clerical sexual abuse and child protection is to help bishops understand the urgency of the crisis. Speaking to journalists on his flight to Rome from Panama, the Pope said the Council of Cardinals suggested the summit after realising that some bishops did not know how to address or handle the crisis on their own, and the summit would set out clear protocols to follow. Pope Francis has urged a peaceful resolution in Venezuela as opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a fresh round of protests. Although the US and other countries have recognized Guaido as the country's legitimate head of state, the Vatican has not. Pope Francis told journalists that while he fully supports the people of Venezuela, picking a side in the crisis would cause damage. He called for generosity from those who can help resolve the problem. The New York legislature has passed the Child Victims Act, which will relax the state's statute of limitations on sexual crimes against children and create a one-year window in which old claims that had already passed the statute of limitations could be revised. The bill also greatly extends the statute of limitations for future claims. Governor Andrew Cuomo held a news conference to announce his support, saying he was following the lead of Pope Francis, who has called for a fuller reckoning of crimes committed by priests and other church officials. Washington's top negotiator has said the US and Taliban negotiators have agreed on a draft framework for a peace deal seeking to put an end to the 17-year conflict in Afghanistan. US negotiators held 6 days of talks with the Taliban in Qatar last week. The Afghan president has made a new call for direct talks with the group, who have so far refused. The group ruled the country between 1996 and 2001 and remain a top insurgent force. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org. Catholic leaders in the Philippines have criticized what they say are cruel words aimed at church leaders. In a pastoral statement following the bombing of a cathedral in Jolo, the bishop said they've observed how a culture of violence has gradually prevailed. The bishop said freedom of expression does not include a license to insult other people's faith. Since his election in 2016, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has repeatedly attacked Catholic leaders.